Proclamation number 0975 of 22nd of June, 1939. Elimination of the God opposing. The righteous expulsion of all souls hostile to God is imminent, for the Lord has proclaimed this time in word and scripture. Humanity's striving is no longer directed towards the eternal deity but towards the prince of this world. Mankind has consciously resisted the divine and therefore remains subject to the adversary who allowed all evil impulses to arise in man and found no resistance in him. And if man himself turns to that which must bring him ruin and feels no inclination towards the eternal divinity in himself, he must now also be fulfilled, and the separation between pure and impure spirits, between God-recognizing and God-rejecting beings, has been predetermined since eternity. It is not God's will which gives rise to this but merely the will of the human being himself, and therefore the divine creator does not allow any injustice, and he gives every being fulfillment of what it has longed for itself. Whoever has fallen prey to the prince of lies, matter, feels comfortable in its proximity, and therefore he does not desire God. For the slightest desire for him, the most loving Father from eternity, will still be fulfilled in the last hour, for the Father does not abandon those who remember him and recognize him in greatest adversity. Yet there are many of them who do not recognize the Father's love until the end of their life, who reject God and therefore cannot be grasped by him as long as salvation is still possible. He cannot take possession of a person against his will, and he can even less forcibly direct the will of man to himself. Anyone who does not want to recognize his belonging to the eternal deity and consciously turn to him will fall prey to eternal death. On the other hand, the Father has prepared all the delights of heaven for his own. And from now on he can no longer allow the earth to harbor an infinite number of beings who no longer remember him and who threaten his true children with danger. For his spirit will share these and every gift from heaven will be mocked by those, and the apostates will outnumber the small group of believers and be powerless unless help comes to them through divine will. This is how the court prepares itself. And every hour brings humanity closer to this inevitable event. Earthly life will be ever more highly valued and therefore suddenly come to an end for some who do not fear an avenging or punishing hand of God. His spiritual blindness does not let him recognize the great danger in which his soul is floating, but even the quiet will to the truth would help him to recognize the error. Instead, he shakes off everything that could give him enlightenment and considers himself to be knowledgeable and exalted over teachings which point to the eternal deity. Therefore take note that before your eyes the world will ruins. The world which until now has been the highest to you. Take note of the fact that before that you will still receive hints upon hints so that you will reflect and find your way back and acknowledge the Lord God as Lord of heaven and earth and willingly submit to him so that he will grant you his grace and deliver you from the bonds of darkness. Amen.